all Islam did was either approve of the action and say continue with the action as you were doing, and there we call it imdha'i. It came and signed its approval for that action, like buying and selling, normal trade, marriage, and so on and so forth. There were some actions that Islam brought anew. It didn't exist before. Islam came and established them in a particular format that didn't exist before. And there they call it ta'sisi. It's established by Islam. It started with Islam. Like the way we do salat in a particular manner, hajj, fasting, and so on and so forth. There's a tradition from the Holy Messenger. You've all heard of it in marriages. They always recite this tradition. That an-nikah sunnati, faman raghiba an sunnati, falaysa minni. That marriage is one of my customs. Look, the Holy Messenger is saying it's one of mine. And whoever turns away from it, they're not one of mine. Why should marriage be one of my customs pertaining to the Holy Messenger? Marriage existed before Islam, like buying and selling. Why don't we have any tradition that says al-bay'u sunnati, buying and selling is my tradition? Because buying and selling existed before, so did marriage. So why did the Holy Messenger make this specific to him and his customs? There are secrets here. These secrets have to be abided by. And if not abided by, one who turns away from them, they're not one of mine. You may be a Muslim, but you won't be one of mine, the Holy Messenger's. See? So what is it about nikah which made the Holy Messenger say it's one of mine? Here Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, he says that nikah, a form of intermingling is arising. Intermingling of what? Intermingling and interplay of Allah's attributes. This marriage, an interplay of Allah's attributes, is being actualized. What does that mean? It means that in this marriage, there are certain attributes of Allah that the woman manifests, that the man does not manifest as much. And the man recalls the Allah through these divine attributes that the woman has. And vice versa. There are some attributes of Allah manifested in the man which isn't manifested in the woman as much. And the woman, through these attributes in the man, is recalling Allah more and more. This interplay of Allah's attributes is the whole purpose behind marriage. Marriage is a holy endeavor. In the traditions, it speaks of marrying completes your faith to Allah. Why should it complete your faith? Why should it increase your faith to Allah? Why should it increase your closeness to Allah, your proximity to Allah? It's because for the woman, she recalls certain attributes of Allah through the man. She can't do it through another woman. And with the man, she recalls certain attributes of Allah through the woman. He can't do it through another man. And that's why it's important, and that's why it's a sacred endeavor. Now, last night I was at the center, we spoke about the attributes that the woman has, that the man has to recall Allah through those attributes. Here I just want to go now and speak about one or two attributes of the man, which the man manifests and the woman recalls Allah through these attributes. In the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the two daughters of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, you all know the story. Prophet Moses alayhi salam comes at a well, escaping from Egypt. At the well, people are flocking their herd, watering their cattle, and there were two sisters there who weren't able to water their cattle, and then Nabi Musa goes and helps. Then the two take him to their father, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, and Nabi Musa is leading the way. Now, he doesn't know the address, but he's leading the way. The two sisters are behind him, guiding him to the address. Now, if one understands the wisdoms behind the stories of the Quran, many things open up. The reason why, one of the wisdoms why men shouldn't pray behind women is underlined in this story. Inshallah, we have to open that one day. But this story has a lot of other esoteric, batini dimensions. One of the messages is one of the prerequisites that a man has to have, spiritual prerequisites in marriage, and something that the woman has to look for in the man. The story starts in chapter 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَانَ. When Nabi Musa is heading towards تَوَجَّهَ, being attentive towards the direction of Madian, or the Midian. Now, that has a superficial meaning. He's now traveling towards a place called Midian. Spiritually, in the batini sense, there's a spiritual prescription here where Nabi Musa, the wayfarer to Allah, me and you, applying to everyone, when they become attentive towards the direction of Allah, towards the Qibla, towards the place where the peer, the guide, the true guide is, when one is attentive in that direction, this is the spiritual interpretation here. Yes, the superficial is Nabi Musa towards a certain city where Nabi Shu'aib is. But when you look at it in a general, absolute sense, it's speaking to me and you. When one is attentive to Allah, or when one is attentive, tawajjuh, in the direction of Allah's guides, if that, and in spiritual wayfaring, there's a station called the station of tawajjuh. It's a station of being attentive to Allah. It's a very important stage. They get their guidance, this stage that the Urafa bring, they get it from this verse. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَانَ قَالَ أَسَى رَبِّي أَيَّهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Nabi Musa says, when he's attentive to that direction, says, Nabi Musa alayhi salam says that maybe my Lord will guide me to the right direction. Now, aso, maybe in relation to the ma'sumin, it's definitive. In relation to Allah, these are definitively occurring things. When me and you say maybe, it may or may not happen. When Allah says it, the prophets of Allah say it, it's something which is a definitive effect that will arise. This effect is definitive. When? After tawajjuh. So the spiritual prescription here is tawajjuh in Allah. That's the cause. One has to have that. The Urafa have spoken about it. Ibn Khomeini in Adab al-Namaz, he's spoken about it. The effect is that Allah will guide you to the right path. But you have to have that attentiveness. Walamma, the verse then continues, wajada or warada, I can't now remember if there's a Quran here, walamma warada ma amadiyan. Look, then when he enters the water of Madian, Nabi Musa, it's in relation to the well, that when he came in the Midian and he first arrived at the well. Spiritually, water in the Quran is referring to ma'arif. We have this in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. In many verses of the Quran, where water is mentioned, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says this is ma'rifah. And this is a very important spiritual tool in tafsir. Do you know when we say water is of two kinds, qaleel and kor? In fiqh, when we say we have qaleel water, little water. We have kor water, which is voluminous water of a certain degree. Yes, this has a superficial meaning, but it has a spiritual meaning. You shouldn't neglect the spiritual meaning. If you only speak about the superficial meaning of water, then you may get, you know, sidetracked. But the whole physical, superficial Sharia, it wants to take you to a spiritual meaning here of water. What does it mean, little water and voluminous water? Water is ma'rifah. Qaleel water purified in a particular way. Kor water can purify more easier in a particular way. However, there are sometimes something becomes najis and qaleel water can't purify it. You have to purify it with kor water, voluminous water. Water is ma'rifah here. Make sure your ma'rifah increases. Make sure your ma'rifah becomes kor, passes a certain level. It doesn't remain qaleel. Because if it's qaleel and a spiritual najasat enters you, you become najis spiritually. You have to be careful. But if it's kor, you're safe. When najasat in the spiritual realm, in knowledge, and we face it with all these dilemmas facing us today, if we are not well equipped, if we are not kor water, we can easily become najis with the simplest of shubahat. Or, God forbid, in another classification is mudaf and mutlaq water, where mudaf water is that which isn't deemed water anymore. It's so mixed with something else that it's no longer called water. Mutlaq is water. Here, if you become mudaf water spiritually, even the smallest, a single drop of najasa, a simple drop of knowledge which is deviating, will make your whole existence najis. So look, there are many esoteric meanings. Anyway, in this story, I diverged a bit. Here, one of the attributes of Musa is al-qawi, mentioned here. There are certain attributes a man manifests more than the woman. One is al-qawi, one is al-raziq. These have to be manifested by the man. That's why it's wajib for the nafaqa, the maintenance, that it's wajib upon the man. The man has to manifest this strength and sustenance before the woman. It's not wajib for the woman. What is wajib for the woman, we discussed last night. For the man, he has to work morning and night. The woman has to see this provision of the nafaqa. If the woman doesn't see this, an oppression is arising for the woman, because the man is barring her in recalling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore she won't recall Allah as much. This has to be seen. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he would always work. He was an imam ma'soom, but the working element was always there. The man has to work, al-qawi, and that's what a woman has to be looking for, a man who has puts this effort. Many scholars like myself, we've lost the plot. We think life is only studying. That's an oppression against the woman. The woman has to see these attributes, because the man manifests them more than a woman. She can't see it through another woman. It has to be through a man. And if a man fails in this regard, he's doing an injustice to the woman. So nikah, it's an interplay. It's an intermingling of divine attributes. That the woman gets closer to Allah through marrying a man, because the man has these attributes that makes her recall Allah. And the man gets closer to Allah through marrying the woman, because there are these attributes that the woman has of Allah that makes him recall Allah more and more through those attributes. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.